Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Book Talk with Lawrence J. King. From coast to coast, across the nation, Lawrence is an internationally known six-time published author. Book Talk highlights published authors from the local, regional, national, and international scene, as well as showcasing musicians and people of interest in a positive and productive way. Give a rockin' warm welcome to your host, Lawrence J. King.
Thank you. This is Lawrence J. King in the house, the host of Book Talk Radio. And today we're having an amazing guest from Canada, Marco Bonanni. He has helped countless people with his books. He has a wealth of knowledge with self-help books and programs out there that can teach one how to not only survive, but strive and thrive. So let's get him on our show without a whole lot of blah, 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 so we can learn some things today from this gentleman. How you doing today, Marco? Welcome to Book Talk Radio. You here with me?
Hey, Larry. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can hear you loud and clear. Let's go.
Hey, good. Great. Thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate that.
Awesome. I'm glad you're on the show. So see if this resonates with you. If you want to make something happen in life, you'll make it happen. Otherwise, it's just a justification and an excuse for it not to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
So you have several books out there, right?
Yeah, I published two books over the last 4 years. My first book was more of a test drive of documenting things that I learned about health and diet. And it started the pattern for me that led to my second book, and now I've already started formulating the framework for my third book. As I'm studying and learning all the time, I'm the type of person that believes in if you seek, you shall find. So it started out with me looking for ways to improve myself, and it led to me to this incredible journey that I've been on over the last 4.5 years. So, I have a lot of things that I can cover. I'm open to discussing any details and answering any of your questions. So if you want, you can just fire away and we can I can dive in, and hopefully I can help your audience maybe take a look at some success principles.
Absolutely. So how did you develop the concept of success secrets, unlocking your potential for greatness?
Well, I found myself, like probably a lot of your listeners today, with a lot of time on my hands over the last 4 years, particularly during the lockdowns and the pandemic. And I started to fill my time with things that, we weren't able to do, and like going out and being social. And it started me on a journey of learning. I've always been an avid reader. I've always been into self-development and personal development activities, so I'm always looking for to learn and grow. But having that extra time, it really ignited my journey to unprecedented levels that I never imagined I could achieve. So the initial part of the journey was just filling up my time with what I felt was productive activities, like watching YouTube, which I know that might not seem like a productive activity, but there's a lot of valuable knowledge and information. And if you're looking for things that will help you, you can find them even on YouTube. And YouTube was a great resource for me. It started me on some initial changes that I started implementing on my daily routines for my health and my diet, looking for ideas to stay fit and healthy at home. And I started learning a lot and implementing the stuff that I was learning. And I went through a fitness transformation that I had never thought I could possibly achieve in a short amount of time. And going through that transformation, all self-taught, using content I found online. And I had seen such an improvement in my health that I documented it, and that became my first book. So I thought everything I learned and it actually worked, I documented it and published the book, because I thought if I could help other people do what I did, I truly felt like I unlocked some of those health and diet secrets that people struggle with all the time. And in that part of the process, I thought, well, if it works so well for health and diet, I just basically duplicated the process for other areas of life, such as career and finances. And it led me to start reading more. I started implementing just the act of reading daily. And my initial process was just, you know, thinking of, well, what would be a topic that might be of interest if I wanted to move my life forward. So I thought, well, it would be really cool if I could maybe set some goals and see if I could, you know, duplicate what I did with health and fitness with maybe some career goals, be fantastic. So I just basically took that pattern and applied it to learning. And because I always thought if I knew more, if I had more knowledge, it would improve all areas of my life. So I started just reading, and the initial books I looked for were, you know, how to achieve my goals and how to achieve goals faster. And the first couple of books I read were nothing spectacular, but they kind of got me started on the journey. And so that sort of is what kind of ignited everything for me. And that's how I came up with the concept of Success Secrets, because that's really where it all started for me. And you know, there's a lot of detail there. I ended up, again, repeating the pattern with health and fitness. After I discovered a lot of the things that I learned, I documented everything and then published my second book called Success Secrets.
Nice. What role do affirmations and declarations play in personal growth and success as discussed in your book?
So part of the journey that I went through, you know, I'm sure just like everybody else, you know, we set goals and we start putting activity or actions in place, and you know, we think that we're moving forward, and then we go through a part of that process, and then for some reason or another, we don't end up reaching those goals. And I think that's what happens to a lot of us, is because we have good intentions, we want to achieve some goals, we'd like to, you know, reach some of the dreams that we have in life. And what we have to take a step back in is figure out, you know, you want to go the speed of a Ferrari, but maybe you just don't have the right engine. And so the analogy there is that maybe we need to swap out some things in under the hood. And when I say under the hood, I mean our mind and our how we think. And so when we think about affirmations and declarations, they're part of the goal setting pattern. So, you know, a lot of people that go through an intense goal, a process of achieving or going after their goals, is they're going to come across the concept of affirmations and making declarations. And really what kind of that's a sort of a scaled up version of is just reviewing your goals every day. And what happens with the affirmations is we run into things called the process of how we think through the process of achieving those goals. And so the affirmations are the thoughts that we run in through, and those thoughts come from our beliefs. And so talking about affirmations, we're talking about making statements like, I am successful, or I am achieving my goals, or I am going to reach this dream. And what we don't know, though, is what some of the things that we have in our mind are the beliefs, and the limits of those beliefs. So, you know, some people might, you know, want to achieve a goal like having a dream home, and you know, but in the back of their mind, they're thinking, yeah, but, you know, who's going to clean it? Who's going to pay the bills in that place? It's going to be so expensive. And so what I'm trying to give you the example of is that we've got these beliefs that when we, to achieve that, we have to, we're going to encounter this problem. And what we call those things are, we call them limiting beliefs. So we believe that if we achieve something, there's going to be this stumbling block or hurdle that we're not going to be able to get over. And so when we think of affirmations, we actually have to discover what our beliefs are. We have to discover the limits behind those beliefs. And then we have to reprogram ourselves to believe, you know, the opposite of that limit. So, for example, if your dream is to have a house, a dream home, but your limiting beliefs are telling you that you're not going to be able to afford to maintain that house, you have to start changing that mindset. And so that's what the role of the affirmations and declarations come in when it comes to achieving growth and personal success, is that you have to do some additional steps. And so I cover those in my book, and I go into more detail, and then I also have a course that I that goes along with my book that helps you, guide you step by step to getting through those challenges.
Nice. What advice do you have for individuals who struggle with maintaining motivation and overcoming obstacles on their path to success?
Yeah, so I mean, some of that goes back to limiting beliefs. Some of it might be that you maybe haven't clearly defined exactly what you want. Maybe, you know, some of the things that you have to do is figure out exactly what you want, what your goals are. Another activity or pattern that I help people that take my course is to understand some of the techniques that we use to get past those struggles and stay motivated. And at the beginning, it really starts out with intent. You know, you define what you want, but you have to have intent that you're going to pursue it. And then the second step after the intent component is you have to start learning how to change your mindset. So that, again, goes back to beliefs. You have to start thinking differently. You have to start using different language. And you start to understand how we think determines how we act, and making that connection. And once you've comprehended that that is a key component to get over those obstacles, then you start to make some significant progress. My analogy again of driving a Ferrari or driving a very fast car, but not having the engine tuned up, and you step on the gas and it putters a bit or stalls out, and you're wondering why. And so you know fixing up what's under the hood is so important to get on that road and move forward quickly.
I understand. Kind of like the little caboose story. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can.
Absolutely, that's a really great analogy.
But when you get to the part where I know I can, I know I can, I know I can, and you stay there, then you're probably going to make it up.
Yeah. So, absolutely.
How can individuals apply the principles from your book to their professional lives and enhance their career progression?
Yeah, so what I would recommend is download my book, Success Secrets. You can grab that off my website. And along with my book, I provide a template, which I call the Success Roadmap. And I also provide some instructions on how to use that Success Roadmap. And essentially, it starts out with taking a real close look at what you do every day. You know, you probably heard we all have the same amount of time every day, and it's just how we use it that determines where we end up. And it's so true. And so basically what my success roadmap does is it helps you take a real good look at what you do every day. And it starts the process of developing that pattern. And one of the things that led me to do that exercise was a book that I read called The Morning Routine and 5 a.m. Club. And I hear a lot of other very, very successful people talk about their morning routine, and really that's what it boils down to. So I started searching. I'm like, well, what do they mean by a morning routine? And what do they do in this morning routine? Like I do a lot of good things when I get up in the morning and try to move myself forward, but what exactly is it that I'm supposed to do? And so my success roadmap takes that and breaks it down into steps, like small steps that you can follow, and that turns into a pattern. And everybody's pattern is going to be different. So there isn't no set steps that you should follow, because we're all on a different journey, and our morning routines are all going to look different. And so finding that optimum set of steps or activities that you do every day, and that repetition becomes part of your morning routine, and following that every day will actually make you extremely productive, and that productivity translates into the progression. So, you know, a lot of times people are on their own hamster wheel, and they don't see any progress, and they're trying to figure out, well, maybe I'm on the wrong hamster wheel. And it's true that maybe there's better hamster wheels out there, but learn how to use the one you're on and get really good at that one, because maybe you'll uncover some progress or success in your current path that maybe you don't have to derail completely and start over somewhere else. And so that's what this success roadmap helps you look at and examine. And so those are the principles that are in the book. And I cover those in more detail. And I made that discovery early on during this process for myself, is that we sometimes, I know the analogy of the grass is greener on the other side and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with making our grass green without having to go to the other side. So you don't necessarily need to change careers or change jobs or do something completely different. You don't have to start a business. You can stay in what you're doing now. But if you look at what you're doing now and you define a process that makes you very efficient and productive, that allows you to reach new levels with what you're doing now. And then going through that process will teach you the pattern of how to be successful with everything. And I think that's the main lesson to take away from this, is that you're going to learn how to become successful in everything that you do by following a pattern that's repeatable and duplicatable in other areas of your life.
Outstanding. What are some common misconceptions about success, and how does your book address and correct those misconceptions?
Yeah, so success, we all have a predefined idea of what it is. And success isn't a destination. It's a change in lifestyle routines and habits and patterns that we follow every day. It's not what we do, it's how we do things. And trying to work through those changes is not simple. And so sometimes we're just looking for that quick jump to the success or finish line. And maybe we're looking for a shortcut, and the shortcut isn't, you know, making a left turn or changing directions. It's learning how to move more efficiently through the path that you're already on. And so once you start doing that and you start to realize that it's not, am I doing the wrong thing? that isn't the case necessarily. And so the misconception about success is that you don't have to do a 360 or a 180. You can tune up the engine and get it running much better than it is, and that will propel you forward in ways that you didn't think were possible. And I think when you start to make those changes and you start to see the progress, you'll start to understand what you were doing wrong. And I think that's really what happens, is we get that aha moment and we're like, oh yeah, that's why I felt like I was going in circles, or my life keeps looping every so many years. And it all stems back to how we do things, how we think. And if we can make those improvements, then that's really the proper method that you need to move towards success.
I see. How can readers apply the wisdom and insights from your book to create lasting change and live a more fulfilling life?
So again, it goes back to, it's a lifestyle change. A lot of times, maybe you want to have some health or fitness goals, go on a fad diet, or you start going to the gym and you want to get fit in a few days effort, and then you want to go back to your old routines because you think you just want a quick tune up and then go back to what we were doing before. And I think what we have to realize is that it's not the quick fix that we're looking for. We need to change how we're doing things. I like how James Clear in his book Atomic Habits talks about, it's not the outcome that's incorrect. It's the process of what we're doing that creates that outcome. So what I suggest is you visit tapnet.com, you download my book and start following my pattern. I also have a mastermind group that you can participate in, which allows you to be around like-minded people that are on the same path or journey that we're all on. And what I did is created an environment where we can ask, learn, and share. And sometimes asking somebody how they accomplish something can save you a lot of time and effort and money, and avoiding those pitfalls. So that's what I would recommend. And so once you've sort of gone through this process and you start to understand how to start creating some of those changes, and you don't have to, they're not drastic changes at times. They can be really small steps that you can start making some changes, and then you start to see the progress. And I think once you start to see the progress, you start to get the belief, and you start to understand that you can achieve, you can move forward, and then you start to get the hunger to do it more. And as you start to make that progress, it's an enlightenment. You'll start to feel really good about yourself. Your attitude will change. Your motivation will go up. And then pretty soon you start to see the positive outcomes, the results of your improvement, whether that's a promotion at work, maybe, you start getting more projects. If you're self-employed, maybe if you have a small business, you start to see your profit increase. You start to apply those changes, not just for yourself, but for what you're doing in your work and your business. Once you see that pattern change, you start to understand that you need to make those changes permanently. You're not going back to your old diet. You're not going back to your old lifestyle. You're actually making changes that are going to be permanent. And that's really the big wisdom that comes from this exercise, is that taking our old thought patterns, giving them a good tune-up, and then watching the transformation.
Outstanding. So can you share some of your success stories or examples of individuals who have applied the strategies and principles outlined in your books?
Yeah, so I go through a number of stories in my book that are about some of the successful people that I've read about, like Jim Rohn and Joe Dispenza and a few of the other mentors and coaches and people that I follow, and really just dissecting their story and learning how they implemented all of this. And, you know, the like Tony Robbins always says, success leaves clues. And one of the things that I discovered, which was a real eye-opener for me, is that as I started to do a little bit of reading, I started to find these little clues, and I documented them, and they started to implement them in the things that I learned how to do and follow. And I mean, one of my big accomplishments was, you know, going from reading maybe one book a month, which I thought was a lot, and I heard some people talking about reading a book a week, and I always thought that that was such big accomplishment. But when I started to implement this pattern, it didn't take me very long to figure out there was a lot of things that I had in my daily routine that were just time wasters. And when I started to organize them and I started to group the tasks that I do every day into time blocks, and they were put in a certain order that made me really efficient, and I literally 10x'd my productivity in a very short amount of time. And so one of the things that that turned into was going from reading, you know, my modest goal of a book a month turned into a natural progression towards reading a book a week. And in 2020, I had tried to carry that speed of reading, which wasn't really that difficult because I had by that time already organized my schedule in a way that made me super productive. And in 2020, I ended up going from what I thought was going to be about 20 books that year. I ended up reading over 70 books. And I documented, I have the entire list. So if anybody wants that list, I've got the books that I've read. And then what I started doing was, as I got about halfway through the year, I started taking notes because I was just reading, trying to remember the stuff that I learned and applying it. I started taking notes on the books that I was reading, and those notes turned into book reviews. And I thought, well, this is really handy. I'm going to take these book reviews, and I started to post them on my blog, and they turned into another business or service that I offer to authors that if they wanted to add their book to my blog, and it turned into a book marketing platform that they can use to and leverage and, you know, to boost their book sales. So that was just a spin-off of the activity that was something that I'd never planned initially. It wasn't part of the original vision, but that's just something that just sort of spun off of that process. And there's a lot of wisdom. One of the really big things that I gathered from reading all that content was the success does leave clues there, but the clues are all over the place. And I found that there wasn't really one book out of all those books that I read that had this success roadmap that I created. And so I mashed all those success clues together, and that's what became of my Success Secrets book. And then I created the pattern that led me there, which I call the Success Roadmap. And then I have the course that guides you through step-by-step to implement that roadmap for yourself. So I think that's one of my biggest successes is really what started out is just trying to figure out or hack through a process of achieving my goals faster, and it turned into something that I never really imagined what it would be at the end. But again, that's something that we can't always predict.
So you've learned how to work smart and not hard then.
Absolutely. So, you know, as you, and I know that reading isn't necessarily the funnest activity for most people. You have to just find what works for you. And reading was something that I've always enjoyed, so I just carried that on through as one of the things that I started looking for content and information and knowledge. And that's what led me to where I am now.
Awesome. I know you have a website and www.patnet.com. So where else can people pick up copies of your book, Success Secrets, Unlocking Your Potential for Greatness?
Yeah, so you can download it on my website. You can also get a newer edition of it on Amazon. It's also being published on Google Bookstore. And I'm also in the process of my next book, which is Success Secrets, the Unlocking Success Through the Higher Level of Consciousness, which is part of my phase two of things that I've learned over the last 12 to 24 months, which is a whole nother story, which I won't be able to have time to get into today. But yeah, definitely visit my website, tapnet.com, and start there. And you can also look for my social media channel links there, so you can follow me and all the different channels that we're on.
I heard that. So, Marco, do you have any like words of wisdom before we go to share, so that someone can figure out what they need to advance in life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that figure out what you want. Make a list of goals, the things that you'd like to accomplish. And then from there you have sort of something to aim towards. And then once you have something that you're wanting to get to, now it's just a matter of charting your path. And definitely recommend using my success roadmap, because that's definitely the kind of map that you need to get to your goals.
So, Marco, I appreciate your time today, taking the time out to be with us on Book Talk Radio. You've been an amazing guest. We've learned a lot of things. And hopefully we can do this again sometime soon.
Thanks. I really appreciate it, Larry.
All right. So with that being said, have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. We've been talking live to Marco Bonanni. He has an amazing book out there called Success Secrets, Unlocking Your Potential for Greatness. This guy's genuine. You can hear it. He knows what he's doing. So you can get in touch with him. Check out his website, www.tapnet.com. Other than that, this is Lawrence J. King out of the house. Tune in next time when you can hear me say Book Talk Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you.